So what's Mutter and Asa to do before davening? So tonight, let's just kind of like to discuss, I guess time permitting, the halachas, what you like to eat before davening, learning before davening, and I guess if we have time, we'll talk about traveling for davening. So the gate eating before davening. So many people have a shot. They want to know, they get up in the morning, can they take a coffee or a tea before they daven? So eating before davening, there are two surim why it's also tea before davening. There's one day in L'Seichel Al-Adam, that the Gemara Bracha says that we dash from Pasuk L'Seichelu Kodim Shishmal Al-Dimchem. But the Zalmei Nesmachim says L'Seichel Al-Adam, they're not allowed to eat before you daven on Al-Dimchem. The Arshom Misham would say it's Issa D'Araisa. That's one Isser of eating before davening. The second Isser of eating before davening that it says Oysi Ashlacha Acha Ge'acha Omar Kodesh Baruch Hu Acher she'ochel v'shasa v'nisgoya, after you ate and drank and you were nisgoya, now you're going to become all macha shema. There's one din which is a din of kriya shema. They now eat before kriya shema, and there's a second halacha they now eat before tefillah. So mechaber paskins. Let's say you want to take a drink of water in the morning. So mechaber says water is not a problem. It's only a problem if you're taking something which is gaiva, if you're taking something to eat, a piece of cake, if you're taking a drink. Just taking something very simple like water, for example, there is no problem taking water before davening. What about coffee and tea? So Mishpura says it depends why you're taking coffee and tea. If you're taking a coffee and tea in order to wake you up, in order to daven, so just like we said 2 weeks ago, when you say that when you do something with sort of tefillah, then it's mutter. So Mishpura says if you're taking a coffee and tea in order to help you daven, that's cool, you're doing with sort of tefillah. And we mutter to take coffee and tea before davening because it's called tzarat tefillah. What about putting in milk and sugar? So we write already, that's going to be asur. So the Ravaz, the Tshuva says that taking milk and sugar, taking sugar ready, that's really considered gaiva, to take put sugar into your coffee and tea. That's considered a luxury. And the Pesach and Mishbar is, they now let you lie to take a coffee and tea. If you need tzarat tefillah, you can't use sugar or milk. Nice, a lot of places in Machalik and Mishabur, there are Hoshulchan already, Das Chayra, and many of the contemporary places, from Azam and others, have said that nowadays putting sugar into coffee and tea is not really considered a luxury. That's, you know, you can't get the coffee down with sugar and milk in it.
Arguing is to consider?
Some are arguing straight up, because some of them were in Mishabur's times, like our Hoshulchan, for example, lived the same time and still use arguing. And definitely the contemporary person just saying like nowadays it's used differently. It's not considered a gaiva to take to just like coffee and tea, it's not considered a gaiva so to putting sugar and milk into it that you know you can't get it down without the sugar and the milk. And it would not be considered a gaiva to do it before that. So lachal ma'isa, water is always mutter. Coffee and tea, if you need it sort of tefillah is gonna be mutter, if you need to wake up, or some people need it to clear out their digestive system. When Moshe told somebody he doesn't know how you could daven without taking coffee in the morning. To clear out the digestive system. Yeah. Everyone's different. But kapanim, if you're doing it for some type of tefillah, then it's going to be mutter, and halakha l'maaseh also, the minhag is we are able to put milk and sugar into our coffee and tea. What about ladies?
What about caffeine drinks?
Caffeine?
Yeah, let's say you don't like coffee, for whatever reason, and you have a caffeine drink.
Soda.
The same thing. If you're doing
because
it to
regular like soda, when people say soda, it's like not doesn't go into the
same gather. Thing. If the reason why you're doing it is it's sort of tefillah, and this is what you need to talk to. Someone once had a shiloh that that's why Berkowitz said they always take a hot cocoa in the morning. Hot cocoa is hot cocoa. So I want to know is that maybe that's worse, that's more of a guide book. No, so he said for people who are hot cocoa drinkers, so hot cocoa is like coffee and tea. That's if you need it to wake up, this is where I need to wake up. So then therefore and then it's a big seder.
Even though it's mamish like a sugary drink.
That's what he
held.
Yeah.
Is it
called
also for
Shabbos?
That
what?
Is it called also for Shabbos?
Is it applied to Shabbos?
Yeah.
Oh, so Shabbos it's like this. Shabbos there yeah, go mention Shabbos.
Or Yom
Well? Okay, we'll mention Shabbos quickly, we'll come back in a minute. Shabbos is sitting the two halachas. The halacha before Kiddush and the halacha before davening. Before Kiddush, you're not allowed to take anything. You can't drink water, you can't have anything before Kiddush. Even water is also before Kiddush. Before davening, you're allowed to have water for sure, and coffee and tea if you need it with Tzarek Tefillah, which a lot of people need. So it depends where you're holding. If you're before davening, you want to take it before davening, so then you can take a coffee and tea, because the Chiyuv Kiddush is only halacha after davening. Kol Zman before that,
the Shabbos.
What? After Shabbos.
At what point?
After Shabbos. Once you finish Shabbos. The Kiddush Club, right? They have to make Kiddush. really, you don't have to make Kiddush.
No, I'm just saying, take a drink in Pesukah Zimra. That wouldn't be taking a drink of water during Pesukah
Zimra. No, it's only after you finish Shabbos. So, drink Pesukah Zimra, I mean, you have a problem with breakfast, and then you have sick. But, so it's the Chi of Kiddush, that's only called after davening. Kol Zman before davening, there's no problem of taking water, coffee, and tea, and tzvila. Once you pass Shemoneh Esrei already, then everything's going to be all safe in water, unless you have Kiddush. We'll come back to davening, maybe B'negeilis. Now B'negeilis, what's the lach B'negeia Nashim, B'negeia, and then eating before davening or not. So really, you have to back up a little bit, and it depends whether ladies have to daven or don't have to daven. The Mar Brachas Daf Kaf says that ladies on Kriyat Daven, you might think it's Mitzvah Seis Zman Grama. The Mar says that ladies on Kriyat Daven because it's Rachamim. Being that Tefila is Rachamim, ladies also need Rachamim. Therefore, Nashim are Chayiv to Daven. So the Shaila is how much of them Kriyat to Daven. So I say if it gets in the Mar, so maybe different time I have a whole share on ladies. We don't have so much time now, but Mishmur says, well, the Ram says it depends. Whether there's machleik rishayim, whether tefillah is deraisa or tefillah is derabanan, machleik is in Rambam and Rambam. So if you hold tefillah is deraisa, so in the deraisa, all you need to be yosef tefillah would be a shvach or darna bakasha. The whole nisach of tefillah is definitely derabanan. To yosef tefillah deraisa, all you have to do is shvach or darna bakasha, which is still enough to say ben shoshach. If tefillah is derabanan, what does that mean? It means in the deraisa there's no such concept as tefillah. And Chazal came along and Rechayev three tefillahs a day, and that's what a person has to daven. So when the Gemara says ladies are chayev davening, so it depends what you hold, whether tefillah is deraisa or darabanan. If tefillah is going to be deraisa, so then when the Gemara says the chayev is the rachmim, Lashes would just say the Rechayev on the deraisa tikalav. And all they be mechuyev to do is to say a shvach, haida, and barkash. Hashemkin, if tefillah is darabanan, the whole chayev tefillah is darabanan. So the Gemara says, "Leiz achayv and tefila." What's the Gemara saying? The Gemara saying achayv and all three tefilas. So, how much leiz and mechuyev to daven is probably whether tefila is deraisa or tefila is derabana. The psak in the Mishnah Berurah is Mishnah Paskas and Kuvav that tefila is derabana, and therefore he says ladies should be davening two tefilas a day because tefila is derabana, and therefore it will come out pasuk they are mechuyev to daven two tefilas a day. Not like the Magen Rabbah. There's a letter from the Chafetz Chaim that Chafetz Chaim, the son said that the Chafetz Chaim told his Rebbetzin, Kol Zman, she's bringing up the kids, she's parted from davening because Isaac and Mitzvah parted from Mitzvah. Being that she's bringing up the kids and she's busy with the kids, so in that stage of a childhood years, she's parted from davening because Isaac and Mitzvah parted from Mitzvah. The similar Nusser from the Chazanish said that. Simon Sadeh Chesed brings down that somebody who can't be Mechavin, he shouldn't daven. Mechavin says, Bizman Azeh, being that it's hard for us to concentrate, therefore we are annoying to yes daven. Chesed Neshev, when it comes to ladies, being that you have the Shabbos Magen Avraham, which says that only the three of the six Rachel Darabah Kosha, and while they're taking care of the kids, it's a balagam for them, it's hard for them to concentrate, therefore that's the reason why they're Simon on the Magen Avraham, and the Yitzhak with the Shrach, Hadar, and Bakasha. So, like upon them, they're two shitas when it comes to ladies davening, right? Some ladies, two men holding muscle. Some ladies daven, and some ladies just do a shvach haida and bakasha. They just say for exashach. So when they gave them eating for davening, so if their tefillah is a shvach haida bakasha, be pashit, you have to say for exashach. They're yitzat tefillah, and now they could eat. Now, as halacha lemaisa, they definitely should not be eating until they say brachas in the morning, because they also have the issa of eating for davening. So until they say Birkas HaShachar, they shouldn't be eating until they say Birkas HaShachar. But Shem Zalman says, what about the other Shita? Let's say a lady is naik to daven. She davens all daven. So Shem Zalman said, copy the issa of eating before davening, you can be makel to be similar on the Shita is that you eat with Birkas HaShachar. So Lachal Maisel, it comes out that when the gay ladies are saying, even if they don't daven, or even if they do daven, once they say Birkas HaShachar, they're allowed to eat, but they should say Birkas HaShachar. When they wake up in the morning and they want to eat, they should first say Birkas HaShachar, and then afterwards they should eat.
Even the second minhag?
What?
They daven the whole davening, or someone's almost talking after Birkas HaShachar?
Yeah, even if they daven the whole davening, you can be makel, like the other shita is covered the issa of eating.
He's make leaving before Brichas Shachar?
No, after Brichas Shachar. After Brichas Shachar. Was the Simcha on the Mangan Avraham, and then...
Got the derais, didn't
they? He got the derais. I was like, oh, look, they should wake up in the morning, they say Brichas Shachar, and they can eat. When it comes to Shabbos, it's a chumrah now. Because the Shabbos, we said, that if you before davening, then what? You're allowed to have water, you're allowed to have coffee and tea, this is sort of tefillah. Once you're after davening, then you're not allowed to drink even water. So, if we're saying that a lady, every day she's annoying, that she just has Birkas HaShachar, and then she eats, so she's saying that now she's mitzvah davening with Birkas HaShachar, will come out, as soon as she says Birkas HaShachar, she now would be mechuyif to make Kiddush, and it would be usur for her to take even water until she makes Kiddush, or until her husband comes home and makes Kiddush, it would be usur to take even water, because it's considered that she's after davening.
Is she annoying with the machmir that she downs the whole tefillah?
And she doesn't eat before?
She's
not in a no. If you make a lishon zalman, then the
prayer.
Yeah.
That's a machmir. She holds
that
tefillah.
Then it is shreif. If she waits all the time, now lishon zalman, a panami. But if she's saying that, kilo, the vod is no chivis kiddush. Why? Because it's a suga. Because you can't eat now. Because this is to have a suga. So if she does eat. So then the rate of the chivis kiddush. Now this is different from Moshe. From Moshe.
Let pima on Shabbos, the lady before even starting the
tzach. Then it's like before davening. The same welcome before davening. There's water's mutter, what's up, tefillah, coffee and tea is mutter, cake, no, cake would be awesome. Same thing, not even before davening. She has to have it for shachar before she eats. So, now if that, she can't do it. There's a hetter for a Moshe, and Moshe wants to tell me that the Zalachim Eben Ezra says that a lady is mechuyev to eat with her husband. It's such a halacha. It's one of the
ksuba.
What?
That's a ksuba.
Yeah, it's one of the shibudik ksuba. It's one of the ksubas. That is one of the shibudik ksuba. The lady is mishubit here with her husband.
She
was so Moshe said, it happens to be both ways. So Moshe writes that being that she's not allowed to eat until her husband comes home, that's what she would ksuba, so therefore it's not the zman of her suda. So therefore Moshe wants to tell him, there's no chiyuv kiddush yet, because chiyuv kiddush is only when you can eat. And being that it's not the zman of her suda, because she's supposed to wait for her husband. So therefore, Moshe Tanya is that she's allowed to eat until her husband is ready to eat or
finish davening.
At least until her husband finishes shachris. It definitely, Rav Moshe says, is going to be mutter.
What
Rosh Hashanah was chiddush. Rosh Hashanah said, like, what's the problem? She'll eat now. She'll eat again. Why is it a steer? what's the problem? And also, that's something we need to like it. But Moshe is
what happens if she wants to eat?
Moshe, she could just make kiddush. I know at the beginning. So she does it a couple times. It's very traumatic. Like she has to get her husband to make kiddush. But if she does it, whatever. She'll get used to it and won't be, you know. Take some grape juice, it's not so traumatic, and you know, that's going on. Fine. Yeah, a choyla is light eat before davening also. Somebody's sick, you light eat before davening. Which Bruce suggests that if you eat before davening, Lamaisa, you should say Krishma kapanim before to get, at least get off one of the dinim. Say Krishma, and then a chayla kiddush.
Also, should make kiddush and Shabbos.
Kiddush and Shabbos also, right? Mishpura writes that a chayla is eating, so if he knows how to eat, then yeah, he should make
kiddush before davening.
If he's not able to eat. Now, but again, learning from us. Okay. Yeah.
Keep going.
But again, learning before davening.
I'm saying whoever is.
Benigayah learning before davening. I just want to make one thing about learning before davening. We mentioned last time that it's the issur of learning before davening. Now, the issur of learning before davening, the reason why I learn before davening is not because anything wrong learning before davening. Okay, it's a chana for tefillah. The reason why I came before davening is because Shem Yomashech, you get so right in time in the sugya, and all of a sudden you'll start learning, you'll pick it up on the Gemara, it'll be 11 o'clock, and you'll be afraid and you'll forget to daven. You might find it a little bit hard to imagine it, but the Maisa Moshe Feinstein, he's sitting there learning, and one day, well, 8 o'clock, they're waiting for him to, you know, pick his head up. So the Rebbe said, what are you doing? So he said, I'm waiting, you know, until he notices me. He said, unless you call him, which is not going to be waiting again. There's a Maisa Rav Shach, he once walked into Panovich holding a little girl's hand. So I looked at him, like, what are you doing? He's like, hey. Five blocks ago, she asked him to cross the street. And he was just like thinking of learning, and that's ended up. Somebody was playing a nice with Shlomo Farfeld, Shir Shayashiv, that a girl asked him, how come girls can't learn Torah? So he told him that the Gemara Evan says that the Avos Shigas Atamid, who is that? That's Elizma Padas, that he's learning in Sipiri, and his clothes, he was on the bottom, when he had to come out of the mikveh, and his clothes were on top. So he told the girl that Pshat is that that's a tzur of Talmud Torah. You have to be crazy. But a girl has to be normal. For a family to run, things have to be normal. That's why girls can't learn Talmud Torah. I'll upon him. So the reason why not learn before davening is because the tzur of Talmud Torah is if you're an orangutan and you'll forget to daven, and therefore that's why you can't learn before davening. Shpur writes, if you have a shomer, it's okay. If somebody reminding you that it's time to daven, there's no problem with learning before davening. What's considered a shomer? So you can have a live shomer, you can have somebody, your wife, or somebody reminding you. Or there's a discussion whether an alarm clock is considered a shomer. When is that alarm clock? Because an alarm clock can be considered a shomer. So when the gay eating before davening can get into a marriage, there's a discussion whether alarm clock is considered before davening. There were some places in hell that alarm clock is not good enough. Why? Because a shomer says, go daven. A alarm clock doesn't say, go daven. A alarm clock just rings and doesn't really say, go daven. So it is a discussion whether a alarm clock is good enough to be considered a shomer.
You can make a text on the cell phones, you can write a text.
Oh, yeah. If it says text, yeah. most of the placemen don't know about that yet. I'll come find them, but in the gale learning, we are makel that if you set your cell phone, you have an alarm clock, that cell phone or alarm clock, that's enough to be considered a shomer, copy learning, and you could learn before davening.
If you're in
a shul, it's also okay because there's a reminder of people coming into davening.
Turn your tie upside down. Turn your tie upside down.
Do what?
Turn tie string or turn your tie upside down or something. No?
If you have, there's also
you overshare before davening, it's going to break up and.
Yeah, okay, that's also a shomer. If you're davening, it's okay.
If you're home and your kids are going to wake up.
Also, Reuben tied to that. Reuben from Hanov, from Shabbos said that. When you get a sleeping shoe this morning. So some people, you know, they're off all night. They want to sleep before davening in order to. They can daven normally. So bad some sleeping, you need a shomer also. You go to sleep after that late. So you need a shomer in order to get up. So let's say it's true this morning and, you know, you didn't set your alarm clock beforehand. You didn't set yourself on one planning and doing this. So Shaila is, can you go to sleep or not? So Reuben Tain, if you have 10 kids jumping on your head, that also blives a shomer. And as long as you have, if it's muchach in your house, you're not going to sleep, and so long.
They don't say go down. They don't say go down.
They come out, never comes out of Mitzias, they're not going to be able to learn before davening. The only Mitzias maybe come out is you don't have a cell phone, and you don't have a mini kavua, you're not in shul, there's no mini kavua. Most cases, it might as well come out that a person would be able to learn before davening. I guess traveling is safe next time, I guess. Okay, just one more, I just finished talking about smoking before davening. Are you allowed to smoke before davening or not?
Smoke.
What?
Yeah,
smoke. Okay, smoke. So we get smoking before davening, be the same halacha. If, like you said, if you're smoking inside of tefillah, you're like very nervous and you need a cigarette to calm you down, so then you're allowed to smoke before davening, mashenkin, and if it's not inside of tefillah, it's time for enjoyment, then that would be considered you being oisik in tzrachim, and we also have to smoke before davening. Okay, but again, you're allowed to smoke. Are you allowed to smoke or not? Okay. So.
No, don't start.
The shayla smoking is a shayla whether shmatim ma'is nash seichem, whether you let it smoke because you're putting yourself in a massive where you're endangering your life. In the olden days, although shivas did smoke, although she was in Europe, that was before the zman which they understood smoking was dangerous. Now that people know that smoking is dangerous, so if we'd be able to place in Salem, I said it would be usher to smoke. Now that we know that's dangerous. And the Mitzias is, the fact is, that most people who do start smoking, they do have karat at some point in their life, that they're smoking and they try very hard to stop. My son has a Rebbe who asks the kid to daven every day that he should stop smoking. Why? He's in his 50s, and he's afraid he's going to get lung cancer, and he has mishpacha, and he's just a kid. And he asks the kids all the time to daven that he should stop smoking. So he tried a lot of times. And what do you say?
Beautiful chinuch.
No, it's better than not doing anything, because the kids see him smoking. The kids see him smoking, so at least they ask him to daven, they should start smoking.
That's just far as you shouldn't ask them to daven, they shouldn't get anything.
Okay. Yeah. So there was one of the Gedolei Yerushalayim, which said that all the statistics don't mean anything. Why? The famous Chassam Sofer says that if you do a test on Goyim, it's not a riot to Jews. Because Jews and Goyim have different goats.
That's from Muslim.
What do you say? Shkatz from Muslim, it says, the Gemara Shabbos, I think it was, that Goyim is Shkatz from Muslim, therefore their bodies are different than Jews. It's just because the statistics on Goyim that smoking is not healthy, mechitesa applies to Jews, and he tackles a chain smoker.
Who is
he? This one of the Saif Yomav, he got lung cancer. He called in all his children in Miklach. He said that he's chuzer, and he said that he's chuzer, that maybe in Shemayim they're going to down him as a mavat asmei ledas, shein lechelek alam hava. And I might say he was crazy, he said that it's also a smoke. So the ikke hetter, when he gets smoking, is a mice has a tshuva. I heard a cute story of Shmuley Wolman was mechadrisa when actually his sister or brother
married. What was he chazik?
No, he said. Nice to chazik. No, the game is not so good. How much you have to take a lot of the nice ones has happened to with the Asher. Sudan Rich Kailal married off his daughter to somebody who had AIDS. Why? Because it's safer, like mechadrisa, all the whole thing. So I put the chasana, they came to Rabbi Yashiv, she asked if any had teirim kape, when they get attached to meat, then they had teirim like, kill that,
protection.
What?
Protection,
I had protection. So they told Rashi the story, Rashi said, Shogunah, saying like a, and when I said, Doug Morrison said that, that person that was killed died to Kshana of the chasana.
The father. Went through the chasana?
What? He went through the chasana. So they went to the chasna, and Maisa said, you know, Rishkel gets Meshuggah. And Maisa, Yana Meshuggah, Rishkel died, you know, died very young age, took Shana and he died. Don't know how big we take the some slave.
Age.
What? No. The Rishkel married of his daughter to somebody's age, because Mechitesa is catchy, just because catch by a guy, and Mechitesa applies to Jews. And whatever, take Shana and Maisa.
Who's right? Nobody died because of AIDS.
That's the story. Shmuley Waldman, as Chavrusa, when he, Hanashvah's brother, sister married Reisman's daughter, brother, daughter, son, whatever it is. So Rabbi Reisman told him a story that when he was a bacher, Guy Shur used to smoke. So he always felt bad that he always say he doesn't know what the heter is, but he already started, it's hard to stop. So Moshe came out with tshuva, which Moshe writes, that there's something called Shemar B'Sayim Hashem. That somebody who's a fool is allowed to be sent off on the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Things that people do, and you're allowed to send off on the Kodesh Baruch Hu, even though you're a fool. A fool's allowed to send off on the Kodesh Baruch Hu. So he went up to the Shiva, the guy Shiva, and said, look, Moshe has a hati, you're allowed to smoke. The guy Shiva, the Shiva, said, oh, thank you very much. Afterwards, he showed his Chavrusa, the Shiva, and he didn't know Rosh Hashem at the horizon. After he showed his Chavrusa, the Shiva, and Chavrusa told him, are you crazy? You called the Shiva a fool. He's saying that the heter smoking is a fool's license. So he felt all bad. He went back to Rabbi Yishur. He told him, so sorry, Shiva, calling you a fool. So Rabbi Yishur told him, Shemar Pesayim Hashem.